Renewable energy has faced its share of obstacles in Wisconsin in recent years, but that isn't stopping advocates from gathering in Madison. Some 250 people are there today, putting their heads together to brainstorm their vision of the utility of the future.
Pewaukee-based builder and developer Matt Newman is one of the state's strongest solar advocates. Newman tells WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz his vision of solar's potential and why he decided to add it to his business back in 2009.
Really, the best part of the story is that our costs have come down about 70% from when we started. And most of that drop took place between 2011 and now. So with that cost reduction comes market competitiveness. And so a lot of the rebates and incentives and things that were out there before, they're now gone. But that's okay because our industry is maturing. Investors, there's a lot more capital in our industry today than what there was in the past. And now that the tax credit got extended in December, Congress passed the investment tax credit. The specifics are that the 30% investment tax credit is good through 2019. 2020, it goes down to 26%. 2021, it goes down to 22%. And then 2022 and going forward, it stays fixed at 10%. So we have really a great opportunity in front of us here to get those costs down. There's substantial permitting costs that can be reduced, substantial labor costs that can be reduced. But also, as energy costs continue to increase, as they do at faster than the rate of inflation throughout our country, as those electricity costs continue to increase, we get more and more competitive even if our costs remain flat. So it's really a wonderful opportunity going forward here for us in the solar industry the next 5 or 6 years.
So over the years, focus on energy has been a tool. This coming year, it will not be, correct?
Well, it is a tool, just maybe not as good of a tool as it was before. Focus on energy has been directed, I think, primarily by the state legislature to focus more on energy efficiency versus renewable energy production. They have a rating system that highly favors the energy efficiency side of the equation. And so they don't have rebates for solar going forward or any other renewable energy that I'm aware of. But what they do have is a revolving loan fund. So they have a low interest rate loan fund that if you want to do a solar project and your bank won't finance it or the financing is 5 or 6% or whatever for a commercial loan, you could submit for this revolving loan program. And the only reason it's revolving is, you know, they'll issue loans and then as people pay them back, they'll reissue that money out in the marketplace. So they are still doing some things that are helpful to renewable energy. Albeit a lot less helpful than it was in prior years. But again, that's not a lot different than what's happening throughout the country. We're not asking for handouts. We don't need subsidies. We don't need those types of things. All we need is legislation, policies, regulations that support our industry and put us on the same playing field as utilities. If we're on the same playing field from a regulatory perspective, people will choose green energy over dirty energy every time.
So you're talking about state legislation.
Yes.
And what? What exactly?
What's on our wish list? Well, we've been working for a period of time. We actually believe, we've had a legal review of this, we believe that third-party ownership in the state of Wisconsin is legal today, of all forms, power purchase agreements, leases. We believe we can do it. What we need is a legislator to clarify that for us and tell us what the boundaries are of doing third-party financing. This is something that's been done with other energy sectors as well, but it's really no different than putting an energy-efficient light bulb in and saying you're using less energy. All we're saying is that behind the meter on someone's own property, they ought to be able to finance their own energy production if they want to in any way that they choose. So this is really, it's not just having an energy choice that's important, but this is free market capitalism at work. People should have a choice to buy their energy from whoever they see fit. And if they want to own their own energy production, they should be able to do that.
So can you explain a little bit more about third party?
Yeah, it's really easy. Businesses like ours will come in and say to you, if you're paying today $1,200 in electricity costs, how about if we come in and produce that all with solar and we only charge you $1,000 a year in energy costs? So basically it's a pay-as-you-go system, but you're paying less than what you would pay for retail electricity from We Energies or any other utility provider in the state.
Do you spend time talking with legislators?
Yes, I do spend time. I spend time networking. I'm a conservative Republican. I don't think that that's a shocker to most people. And I think Republicans are warming up to the idea that having choice, having a free market where you have a choice of what type of energy you want to buy, having competition, the national defense issues that come along with having a decentralized energy grid is very important. These are all things that are generally important to conservatives. And actually 60 or 70% of Republicans support the growth of solar. So this is something I think Republicans are realizing, you know what, this is a really good opportunity for us.
The last time that we talked, there was a rate case discussion going on. A lot of individuals really stepped forward with their concerns as ratepayers and...
Well, it was fall of 2014 when we were going through that rate case. It was definitely an eye-opening experience how the individual ratepayer is really not a part of the process. We as a business tried to get engaged. We really had no voice in the matter. We submitted things only through attorneys, which I think is kind of a ridiculous way to have a conversation for something that we as citizens should have the right to have some say in, because it's a monopoly. It's a regulated monopoly. It's effectively a government entity. In the rate case, there were things passed that actually got overturned by the courts in 2015. Specifically, there was a solar tax that if you put solar panels on your home, you were going to get taxed from the utility company regardless of whether or not you bought energy from them. So even though you're going to produce your own energy, you were going to pay a solar tax to the utility because you weren't buying energy from them. I thought that was absolutely appalling. The fact that there was no information in the rate case that supported the cause for why they needed those funds was also appalling. That actually got turned over in the courts in 2015 and therefore makes solar that much more competitive here in Wisconsin than it was even 4 months ago.
What percent of your constructions involve solar?
A shockingly low number, probably 5% or less of the construction that we do. And some of that is, again, because right now for homeowners to do it, it's not as beneficial as a business doing it. A business gets bonus depreciation, accelerated depreciation, in addition to the tax credit. 80% of the residential systems installed in our country today are installed through third-party ownership. That number probably will be higher when the 2015 statistics come out. It's so much easier. It's so much easier for the homeowner, and it's better for the business that owns it. And it transfers the risk to a business rather than an individual. So that's being held back, and then churches, schools, municipalities, they're all being held back because they can't monetize tax credits today. So if solar financing were approved, I think we would open two of the three segments, major segments of the solar market, and it would expand dramatically. We have some of the highest energy costs in the Midwest and the state of Wisconsin, actually second only, I think, to Michigan. So it's about time we look at alternatives to what we've been doing, because what we've been doing is not competitive. And I'm a competitor, so I don't like to not be competitive. So I would like to keep younger people here. I think that this is one part of it, that equation, I think. And also, I think it's a way to stabilize or reduce our long-term energy costs, which will also help manufacturing and other businesses stay here in Wisconsin. So that's why it's important to us.
Matt Newman, who was the son of former U.S. Congressman Republican Mark Newman, is a builder based in Pewaukee.
Midwest Energy named the younger Newman as one of 2015's 40 Under 40 emerging clean energy leaders in the United States.